We'll start again. Daf Pei Omid Aleph, 6-7 lines before it gets wide. Itmar. Hoy Ruben Zovin Mutant Tmei Mesim. If Rav Klal Yisrael are Zovin, a Zov is totally nismayit from Korban Pesach. Zovin, Nidois, any tumor that comes from the goof doesn't have a din of Pesach Betuma. It Pesach Betuma means Tumas Mace, not Tumas Ziva or Nida.
They wouldn't bring it at all.
They won't bring it at all when they're Zovin. You have to wait till they're Oy Zovin. But when they're Zovin, they're totally excluded. So let's say you have Klal Yisrael, Ruba, Mar Zovin, Umayutan Tmei Meisim, and a Manari Tmei Meisim. What's it din by Miut? Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
So, Omarav, Oysen Tmei Meisim, and an Oysen Le Begishim Le Besheni. The Tmei Meisim are excluded totally. Not even Pesach Rishon, obviously, the Miutim, and not Pesach Sheni either. Why not? Zog to Gemara. Rishon Le'avdi, Davi Miuto. Umayutan Le'avdi Begishon. Miut doesn't do Begishon. Only a tzibur, only a roiv does tuma berishon. B'sheni namal yavdi. You know why? Kolecha da avdi tzibur berishon. When there was a hakrov of a tzibur in the rishon, so an oved yochet b'sheni. Then an individual, less than a majority, does in the sheni. But kolecha lo yavdi tzibur berishon. Over here there was no hakrov in the rishon because there were Reuben zovim. Zovim don't bring a korban pesach. So lo oved yochet b'sheni. There is no pasha pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is after there was a tzibur that brought the rishon b'taira. So then, the Yechidim, Tmeim, bring B'Sheni. But over here, with Reuben Zovin. So in Mela, the Tmeim, Mesim are excluded from the Rishon and the Sheni.
The Zovin will bring the Sheni, right?
The Zovin, if they become Tor.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the Tmeim, Mesim will not bring the Rishon nor B'Sheni. The Rishon they don't bring because there was no the Tmeim Miutim. And B'Sheni they don't bring because there's no Akrov B'Sheni. Now the truth is the Zovin won't bring B'Sheni either. Because we just finished saying a second ago, the whole Pasha Pesach Sheni is only when there was Akrova Berishon. There was no Akrova Berishon. Right. So then there's no Pasha Pesach Sheni. You can't jump to number 2 before you had number 1. So Mela, they're going to be excluded. You're right. The Etzim Zovim also don't bring B'Sheni. But there's a Chiddush in Tmei Mesim. Because Tmei Mesim usually bring Berishon or B'Sheni. Depends if they're Rovim Mute. Zovim never bring when they're Zovim, in the status of Zovim. But the Chiddush in Tmei Mesim, they totally excluded Tzai Berishon and Tzai B'Sheni. Omel Shmuel. So this is Rav's statements. Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, Zilu, Amru Leila Abba, tell Rav, it says in the Pasuk, Vayasu b'nei Yisraelis ha-Pesach b'yadoi. You're going to tell me you're mevatel the Pasuk? There's no Korban Pesach? So my avarat alei, what are you going to do with it? So Shmuel is of the opinion, because the Pasuk says you bring the Korban Pesach, al korchach, you know who brought the Korban Pesach? Not the Zovim, they can't. The Tmei Mesim. The Tmei Mesim brought the Korban Pesach b'rishoin. If it's Reuben, Zovim, and Miut, Tmei Mesim, the Tmei Mesim bring Berishon. We know that a Miut doesn't bring, but what are you going to do is the Pasuk. So now there's two ways in the Achronim how to understand that the Tmei Mesim bring Berishon. Is the Pshat is that a Miut doesn't do Berishon. That's only when it's done through a Roiv in its place. When a Roiv kicks in and does Berishon, then the Miut is pushed off. But here there was no Roiv that did a Berishon. That's how the Chavetz Chaim and Likutei Halachos learns up. Because over here there was no Roiv that did Berishon because the Zovin were the other people that were going to do it and they can't. So Mamela, the Miutim do it even in the Rishon. The Rishash and the Peh Amid Beis and the Tzlach and the Fein Tes Amid Beis, they both learn differently. They learn that because the Zovin are out of the equation, because the Zov is totally excluded, the Zovin and Nidois, so Mamela, these Miyutei Tmei Mesim suddenly revert and turn into Roiv. So that's what they do with Berishon. They're the only ones left, the last ones standing, they're the Roiv. The Miyut becomes the Roiv because there's no one else. So Mamela Tmei Mesim do Berishon. That is Shmuel's opinion. Zog the Gemara. Omar Luhusa, Rav said back, no. Zilu Amrule, tell him, meaning tell Shmuel, if let's say everyone is Zovim, are you going to tell me you have no choice, you do it b'zavus? About the nisht. So there's no choice. The Pesach is not going to be niskayim. So Mela, no one does it. Tmei Mesim don't do Berishon according to Rav, and Tmei Mesim don't do B'Sheni. How can it possible to learn the Pesach? When Kulam Zovim, you agree there's no Pesach. So here also. So that was the first case. Ruba and Zovim, Miyutin Tmei Mesim. Machleik is Rav and Shmuel. Second case, Itmar, Reuben Tmei Mesim, the opposite. Roiv Tmei Mesim, Miyutun Zovin. If Roiv Tmei Mesim, and a minority, Miyutun Zovin, Rav Huna Omar, ain't Tashlumin LePesach Haba Betuma. What happened over here? You have Roiv Tmei Mesim. So what do they do it? So they do it Berishon. Miyutun Zovin. Now, the miyuton, the zovim turn tar by the time Pesach Sheni comes along. Uh-huh. We know tashlumin is only when Pesach comes b'tayra. If Pesach was done by Rebbe Yisrael b'tayra, then it's a tashlumin for those that are tomei. But over here it was done b'tuma. There's no such thing as tashlumin for Pesach b'tuma. When does Pesach Sheni kick in? When it was done b'tayra, so the miyutmeim kick in second Pesach. Mashe Enkel over here, it was Pesach b'am b'tuma. Pesach b'am b'tuma doesn't have a second chance. Zok the Gemara, Ravun Omar, ain't tashlum le Pesach b'am b'tuma. So the Zovim don't do it at all, even though they turn tor. Ravun Omar, yesh tashlum le Pesach b'am b'tuma. There is tashlumin. The Zovim became tor, they can do it even though the first round was done b'tuma. What's he saying? Machlekes. Zok the Gemara wants to say, name of all kamifligi. The man Omar ain't tashlum le Pesach b'am b'tuma kosovar. When we allow the Tmei Mesim to do it, it's not because it's Hutra. Hutra means that they like their Torah. Hutra means it was done by their Torah. The Tmei become Torah because it's totally Hutra. So then you can say that there is a Tashlumin, because that's not called Tashlumin for Tumah. It was done by their Torah, because Hutra means they like Torah. But the man, the Omer, it says, ain't Tashlum le Pesach above Tumah, he holds Truya. Truya means they remain in the status of Tumah. It's only pushed off because she atiru. So Mela, the klal of Ein Tashlumin le Pesach above Tumah is relevant, because it's above Tumah, because it's only Truya. And that's why he says, ain't tashlumin, and the zovim don't do that at all. Umando, but it says yesh tashlum lepesach b'abetuma. He holds kosova tuma hutra b'tzibur. So it's as if they're taherin. So it's not called a tashlumin lepesach b'abetuma. It's b'abetayra. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, umashvinu lu b'taherin v'dochen zovim l'sheni. We consider the tmei meisim that did berishon because of hutra like taherin. So Mamela, that's not called tashlumin lepesach b'abetuma. It's b'abetayra. And that's Yisrael Machlokes. So Gemara says, no, Amri Loi, the Kuliyama Tumah Truya B'Tzibur. Everyone says, really, it's Truya. That means it's not done Aydei Torim. It's Avada done Aydei Tmein. And the Machlokes Gufa is, do we say this Tashlumin LePesach Abba B'Tumah or not? Uba Pligi, Marsov Adafer Medbeiz, Taira Matcha Tumah, Taira Matcha, Tumah Le Matcha. When you have a Pesach Abba Taira, so then it's Matcha. Then you can have Pesach Sheni. Tumah, Mashenge Pesach Abba Tumah, this ain't tashlumin lepesach b'abetuma. Umar sova no afilu tuma nami medachya. Even pesach b'abetuma, it's taka truya, but taka b'abetuma. There's still, if the zovim become tor, there's a hashlama afilu tuma nami mitchaya. Third case, itmar hoyeshlisht in zovim v'shlisht in tohoyrin. If you have a third that are I'm not going now 50-50, we're going a third a third. There's no roiv. One third of Klai Yisrael is Zovim. Zovim are out of the equation. Shlishin Toigen, one third of regular Tar, they do Pesach Rishon. Ushlishin Tmei Mesim, and one third of Tmei Mesim. That's a Miu Tmei Mesim, they wait to Pesach Sheni Pashas. Omar Rav, Mani Ba Patish, Oysen Tmei Mesim, the Tmei Mesim, ain't an Oysen Lois Rishon, Lois Sheni. The Tmei Mesim are out of the equation, you know why? Berishon Leavdi, because why? Higdilu zovin ala tohirim. The zovin, together with the tohirim, are both that don't do betuma. The tohirim don't do betuma because they're tohirim, and the zovin don't do bezivusam, so they don't do betuma. So you have two-thirds that don't do betuma. Mashengi the tmeim are the ones that are tomei. Zovin are theoretically tomei, of course, tumei yotz migufon, but they don't have the din of doing it betuma. So just they like the tohirim, they don't do betuma. So how many thirds are not doing it? Betuma, the Zovim and the Torim. They don't do Betuma. Torim don't do Betuma. They're doing a Betaira. So when you look at the Pash of Tuma, the Tmei Mesim are a minority. You have Zovim that don't do Betuma Osam, like, and the Torim don't do Betuma Osam. They do Betar Osam. And the Zovim don't do it Betuma Osam either, like the Tmei Mesim would, if they would have been Roiv. So you have two-thirds against the Tmei Mesim, so that they're pushed off from Pesach Rishon. Now, Berishon le'avdi higdilu zovin ala tehoirim deloy avdi betuma havale tmei meisim miyuto tmei meisim are miyut, they're only one third umiyuto le'avdi berishon. Why did tmei meisim not do b'sheni? B'sheni le'avdi netzarfu zovin im tmei meisim deloy avdi berishon. How many thirds did not do berishon? Not the tmei meisim and not the zovin. So because the Zovim still never did it, Bezivusim, they never do it. So it ends up being two-thirds into Berishon. So how many do you have now left for Sheni? A Tzibur, Roiv. We never have Roiv do it Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only be mute. So Melot, Tmei Meisim are totally knocked out. So Mela Bisheni Layavdi, the Tsarf is of them Mason Layavdi Berishan and Old Berishan, Havale Ruba, the Ruba Loy Matra Pesacheni, Rav has never done Pesacheni. And that's what we mentioned yesterday. The Mechasinich says that he learns that the chisaron is that roiv is not nitchel pesach sheni. What do you do when you have klal yisrael becoming tar if the beis hamikdash comes between pesach rishon and pesach sheni? So do you say roiv never does pesach sheni? So there's not going to be pesach sheni the first year mashiach comes if it comes rish chodesh before between pesach rishon and pesach sheni because the ma'aseh roiv doesn't do pesach sheni? Or do you say no, it's a din of the tchiyah? Roiv are not nitcha to Pesach Sheni. Over here, they were not nitcha. There was no Beis HaMikdash. It's not called the Maaseh Tchiyah. So then they would do Pesach Sheni. From this Gemara, it's mashma, v'ruba loy matcha le Pesach Sheni. It's a din of the Tchiyah, not in the Hakrova. Hakrova, you can have Roiv Tzibur doing Pesach Sheni. But Pshat is in the Maaseh Tchiyah, it's a chisaron. It can't be nitcha. That was Tosis Kasha, Noman Aleph Legabe, Derech Rechoyka. Harbi Kiveg is Kasha on Tosis. Zog the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Sheni Zrak Domoy. V'achach noydeshu tomei. A Pesach that was Nizrak. The Zrikas Adam took place, and afterwards it was found out to be Shuhu Tomei. What's Tomei? Either the common Pesach is Tomei, or the Dam is Tomei. That's what Rashi learns. Ha Pesach oy Adam. Either the animal or the Dam, not the person. Because the Tzitzit Meratz on Tumas Haguf. Tzitzit Meratz on the carbon. On the carbon, or on the Dam, or on the Behema. Now we had a whole sugya. If tzitzit meratz on achilas or not, Tosis discussed it from Rashi to Mashma that even the Pesach could be tomei. Pesach is for achilas, so you have to go like a nosen that achilas and amakev. We had a shita that achilas by korban Pesach is amakev. So that's where the Pesach shenizak domoi vachanodish to tomei had tzitzit meratz. The tzitz is meratz on the korban and on the dam. If you did not know about it only till after the zrika, then the tzitz is meratz. But if you azerik the dam, knowing that it's tomei, then it's not meratza. It's not meratza because the idea took place only after the zvika. HaPesach shenizrak domoi v'achar noydeshu tomei, hatzitz meratza. And achilas anam ha'akuf, you have to say. Nitma ha'guf, however, if it's a tumas ha'guf, meaning the bilem itself, have a tumas meis, so then, ein hatzitz meratza. Yes, we know Pesach bo betuma when it's roiv tzibur tumas meis, but the tzitz is not meratza. Now meratza doesn't mean you can eat it. Meratza, Dr. Rashi means upotzim Pesach sheni. Tzitz and meratza means you're mekayim the Pesach enough to bring Pesach sheni. Mashenka when the bailam atomi tumas guf, the tzitz is not meratza, and you have to make a Pesach sheni because at the time of the zrika he wasn't someone that's in the parish of Korban Pesach. The Torah says tumas. We're not talking about roiv, obviously. We're talking about nitma guf, where it's a tumas meis, where it's a mute. So a male of the tzitz namiratza, and he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Bipnei she'omru, because we learned, hanoze v'oise Pesach, hatzitz miratza, al tumas adam, v'netzitz miratza, al tumas aguf. By Nozir, if he becomes Tomei, he has to count to recount again. Yom ha'rishonim yiplu. He has to start the count. And a Pesach, if someone is Tomei b'tumas, tumas hameis, so Mela obviously he cannot eat the Korban Pesach, and there's no din of Pesach Bo Betuma unless it's Roiv. So since we said Nozin Oise Pesach, Tzitz is Meratza, only on Tumas Dam, Ve'en HaTzitz Meratza Tumas Aguf, so that's why it's not going to be Meratza and you have to bring Pesach Sheni by Tumas Aguf. The third Nekud in the Mishnah, Nit Me Tumas Atahoim HaTzitz Meratza. This is Haloch Lamesh Misinai. Tumas Atahoim means I had no inkling that there's a Beis HaKvoros on the way I'm living. Nobody knows. It's a suffix, at least, according to Rashi. But Pshat is, it's not the Pshat. They buried someone, and it was known, and then someone was became Tumah without his knowledge. No. The whole Tumah was not known. It was a Tumah at the Hoim. The Hoim means it's in the depth. So, Melan, nobody knew about it. The special Xerz HaKosuf. Usually, Tzitz is not Meratz on Tumah Saguf. This person becomes Tumah Saguf. My bedroom is on top of a Beis HaKvaros. Do you know why the Tzitz is Meratz? A tumas atahoim. Halacha l'maish misinai, tzitz is meratza on a tumas haguf, even though it's a tumas haguf. Why? Because of tzitz, because of tumas atahoim. Zog drashi, nit meguf oi betumas atahoim betumas sofek, k'nufash b'gmora, reze meratza da halacha l'maish misinai, dehutre tumas atahoim lehem. And he brings it to Sefta. Ketzad, omuloi keveroi imcha bevayi shenichnasta boi tachas even sheishavta leven noideloi atchaloi osa pischoi tzorich lasa Pesach Sheni. If he knows about it before he made the Korban Pesach, he has to do it again. Misha also, once he brought the Korban Pesach, Ein tzach lasa pesach sheni. The tzitz is meratza, ein of du pesach sheni. Zog the Gemara. Now the chiddush is, Reb Chaim has a whole shtickle in the sefer. The tumas atahoyim over here is exerts a halacha mash misinai that it's meratza on the person. What does it have to do with the tzitz? Tumas atahoyim, tzitz is usually meratza on a korban, on a dam. Tzitz is meratza on a hakrova, on a dam, on the behema. Over here you're saying the person, the nozir. The nozir does not yom v'rishayim yiplu. It's a din in the person. So he says there's two dinim in tumas atahoyim. Zog the Gemara. Time the nizrak v'achar noida, it's only because it was nizrak. That means, first I sprinkled the dam, and then I found out that the animal or the dam is tomei. So then we say the tzitz meratza. Avol noida v'achar nizrak. Let's say I know about the dam being tomei, and then I decide to still throw and be zerik the dam, even though I know it's tomei. Noida that it's tomei v'achach nizrak loy meratza. It's not meratza when you zurik the dam with the idea that the dam is tomei. So that's a clear. The Mishnah says dafka pesach she nizrak domei v'achach noida, but not if it's noida v'achach nizrak. Frek the mar kasha ureminu ask you prefer shakasha al matz it's meratza. What it's meratza on al adam v'ala bosol, on the dam and on the bosor v'ala chelev she nitmo, and on the chelev that is nitmo. So it says clearly that it sits meratza on dam, on bosor, on chelev shenitma, and the point of this brayse, it says bemezid means that you know about it and you still zorg the dam. So we see behedya noida vachan nizrak sits meratza bein beoynis bein begotzen bein yochid bein betzibur. Omer Avina, no. When we're reading it, it's not the pshat yezurik the dam b'mezit. It means that it became tome b'mezit. But the zrika, b'shat zrika yitaka no yidia. Omer Avina, tumosoi, the tumor came about, b'em b'shogir b'em b'mezit, hurza. Then it's taka hurza. But zrikosoi was b'shogig.
But he knew it was there, the tumor, right?
The tumor, b'shogig. He knew, no, the tumor came about b'mezit, but b'shat zrika, it was takaloi noida. It was only noida to him after that the dam was tomei. He made it tomei b'mezit, but he didn't realize that this is the dam that he's throwing. So b'shas zrika was takaloi noida. Masha ain't can if we'll be noida before. Lo'oilam, like we said, like it says in the Mishnah, that only it's v'achach noida. The b'shege b'mezit is going on the maisa dam tumah itself that took place to the dam. Zog the Gemara as follows. Omer Avina tumosoi, the tumah itself is taka bein b'shege bein b'mezit. Hurza zrikosoi b'shoigeg hurza. Again, Omer Avinu tumosoi, the tumah is bein b'shege bein b'mezit. Hurza zrikosoi b'shoigeg hurza b'mezit loy hurza. Avada, it's the ritzui of the tzitz is sai of the dam became tome b'mezit. But the zrika is only when it was done b'shoigeg. Tumosa b'mishoigeg b'mezit hurza. But zrikosoi is b'shoigeg hurza b'mezit loy hurza. That's one teretz of the Gemara. Let me coincides with what we learned in the Mishnah. It's only v'achach noida. Zog the Gemara, Reb Shila Omar, tzveite teretz. Zrikosoi is b'mishoigeg b'mezit hurza. Avada de zrika could even be, if you know about it, I'm being tomei. It's bein b'shegim bein b'mezid. We'll see soon from the Mishnah. We ask a kasha on Avshila. But Avshila says, no, the maisa zrika could be bein b'shegim bein b'mezid, it's hurza. But tumosoi, the etzem maisa tumah of the dam becoming tomei, is only b'shegim hurza b'mezid hurza. Someone that b'mezid on purpose goes in the metam of the dam, you're not going to have a ritzu tzitz. Avshila says, no, the shegim and mezid is on the maisa zrika, but not on the maisa of making the dam tomei. Ah, you're coming to Rav Shila. What do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly, Nizrak v'achach noida. Elo hodik toni b'em b'shegim b'em b'mezid. So what does it mean, b'em b'shegim b'em b'mezid, according to Rav Shila? First in the Etzem Braisa. Shegim b'em b'mezid, according to him, is not going on the making the dam tomei. It's going on the zrika. So g'mohachi komar, nitma b'shegig, if the tomei, the tomb of the dam came about b'shegig, then v'zorkoin, then you threw it, b'em b'shegim b'em b'mezid, then it's hurtza. That's Kong to Rav Shila. Kong to Rav Shila, the nitma was b'shoigeg only, and then the zrika is ben b'shoigeg b'mezid. And according to the first teretz of the Gemara, Ravina says that the nitma is ben b'shoigeg b'mezid, but the zrika is only b'shoigeg. So, but the Kong to Rav Shila was saying that nitma is b'shoigeg dafka, then the zorka ben b'shoigeg b'mezid is hutza. Ay, vodakatoni. Dam shen nizgach vachach noida. It says clearly in our Mishnah, nizrak vachach noida, is mashmah that the idea has to be only afterwards, and the zrika can be memezit. Vorek toni dam shen nizrak. Viachach noida, we see clearly that the zrika cannot be memezit. Time of the nizrak vachach noida, only because the idea was afterwards. Ava noida vachach nizrak, loy, is mashmah that if there was the idea before, then the zrika cannot be done memezit. Nalagraf shila. Zogdma loy. Who had in dafila noida vachach nizrak? According to Avshila, the tuma is only bishoygik, and the zrika leolim is bemishoygik bememezit. I the Mishnah says nizrak vachach noida. Zogdma no. Who had in dafila noida vachach nizrak? Really, it can work. The zrika sits even if there was a yedia and the zrika was done bemezit. V'haydik toni nizrak vachach noida. I the Mishnah says nizrak and only the yedia afterwards. Mishum deboilem is the sefer. By the sefer, by Tumas Aguf, Nitma Aguf, when the guf is Tomei, Ein Atzitz Meratza, then the tzitz is not Meratza. And in no which instance not Meratza? Da afilu nizak vachach noida. Even if there was no idea at all, b'shas the zrika, and it was noida afterwards, the tzitz is not Meratza and Tumas Aguf. Except for Tumas Atoim. But Tumas Aguf, we said it's not Meratza. So since it's safer, it's Nizrak Vachanoida, it's still not Meratza. So Ketoni Reish Anami, Nizrak Vachanoida. But really, the Reish could also be Noida Vachach Nizrak, according to Rav Shila. So we have Yisrael Zik Machloikas, is the Mishnah Davka Nizrak Vachanoida, according to Ravina? Or the Mishnah can also be Noida Vachach Nizrak, the Zvika can be done by Mezid. Why does it say this case? I have the safer, because by Tumas Aguf, it's not Meratza, even if it's Nizrak Vachach Noida. Zog the Gemara, nit me tumas atahoim. This din of tumas atahoim, we said it sits as meratza even on tumas aguf. If there was no inkling whatsoever that he was tomei, because nobody knew there was a basic kvaras here. Well, forget a basic kvaras. Basic kvaras means someone buried him. Nobody knew that a building collapsed on a person and he's under here. That's called tumas atahoim. Zog the Gemara, boy ram bachomer. If a koyin, that's, now we're talking about the bialim, have a tumas atahoim. What about the koyin that does the avoida? Does he also have this parasha of tumas atahoim that it works? Boy rom bachoma, koyin amaratze bekorben oisehen, hutra loy tumas atahoim oiloi. Does he also have the head of tumas atahoim? Mi amrinon ki gemira tumas atahoim bebailim. When do we say the parasha of tumas atahoim, the halach lamesh misinai, is bebailim? Bekoyin loy gemira. Oidilma no, it's a din in the zevach. We learned it by the Zevach, and it doesn't make a difference who, if it's the Makriv, the Bailim, or if it's a Koyin, the Makriv. Bezvicha Gemira, loishta b'Koyin, loishta b'Bailim. That's the Sofka Gemara. Does Tumas Atahoim also apply to the Bailim? Zok Gemara, Omar Rav Toshma, the Tony Reb Chia, loy omru Tumas Atahoim, elo lemeis bilvad. Tumas Atahoim doesn't help for Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Atahoim is only for a corpse, only for Tumas Meis, without anyone's idea. That nobody knew it was based there. That's a halacha mashvina of tumas atoim. Loi omru tumas atoim ela meis bavad. Now, what does it come to lafuke? Meis limute mai. Lav limute tumas atoim de sheretz. It must be coming to exclude tumas atoim of a sheretz that's under the building that nobody knows about. Uve mai askinon. Inem bebailim. If we're talking about the bailim, we're trying to prove that it also negated the kahanim. If this is only legabi the bailim, uve man. Even nozir. If we're talking about a nozir, mi bahani be. Why would you think that it would help? Ki yomus meis olav omer achmona. The Torah says behedjet that by nozir only tumas meis is soisir yemei anezirus. Ki yomus meis olav. So why would you have to tell me that there is no tumas atahoim by sheretz? Sheretz would never be metama the nozir. Anyways, legabe the din of yomer shonim yiplu. Even if you know about it, you have to come on to tumas atahoim is not applicable. Even if you know about it, it's not soisir yomim. Ella, we're talking about be'oise Pesach. We're talking about someone that does a Korban Pesach. Now, henichel ma'adoma ain't shechtim v'zokal al tamei sheretz. If you say that a tamei sheretz cannot be zorik the Pesach, you need a special chiddush of tumas atahoim. So then you can say that it could be talking about the bailim, and that's a chiddush. But if you hold shechtim v'zokin on a tamei sheretz, then the bailim is. If you say ain't shechtim v'zorkin, so there's a chiddush in the bailim. Usually, you're not be zorik on this bailim that's tomei, but the chiddush of tumas atahoim it works for the bailim. But if you hold anyways that shechtim v'zorkin, you don't need to come out to chiddush of tumas atahoim, even if you know for sure he touched the sheretz. Shechtim v'zorkin on tomei sheretz, because at night he's going to be tar.
So zok the morgen ichle madom ein shachtem zok la tomes sheretz. Then the taki can take chiddush into mezatoyim and gabri bailim. El madom a shachtem zok la tomes sheretz. If anyways you shachtem zok on a tomes sheretz. So hashta tumah yedua hutra madach when you have it for sure a knowledge about the tumah, meaning it's mutter because it's shaygeg. So tumah satahim like kol shekain. You need to tell me by tumah satahim. You need to tell me that tumah satahim that if nobody knows about it that it works.
And you want to say that it's this mayat tumah sheretz is this mayat from tumah satahim? That doesn't make sense. Madach if we touch the sheretz behedya it works. So for sure that tumah satahim it would work. So it can be that it's tomei meis lafuke tumah sheretz. That the tzitz damiratz on Tomei Sheretz legabe the bailim when he does the Pesach. So Gemara Elolav, it must be the chiddush is that tumas atahoyim the tzitz damiratza is legabe the koyin. That when the koyin is makiv the korban Pesach, it's coming to a mayit that it's only miratza on the tumas meis, but not on the tumas sheretz. But kaponim, what do we see? Ushmamino hutro le tumas atahoyim. Tumas atahoyim would also be applicable for the koyin, not just for the bailim. But ein chanami only legabe meis. But not legabe sheretz, and the chiddush would be that taka legabe the koyin, it would be nismayet the din of tumas atoyim for sheretz. So the gemara is matcha the raya zok mel no omer rav yosef loy, meaning that no, there's no raya that we're talking about a koyin, because otherwise what would be the chiddush lafuke sheretz? So gemara lo oylom bebailim we're talking about the bailim ube pesach. So we said, what's the chiddush? What are you coming lafuke? That tzitz and meratz and tumas atoyim the meis lafuke something else that lafuke can't be lafuke sheretz. So gemara lim ute tumas atoyim the zivo. Meaning, if let's say the bailim were a zov without his knowledge, meaning b'shas zrike was a tumas atoyim of ziva, so that the tzitz is not meratz. The tzitz is only meratz and tumas atoyim the meis, but not meratz and tumas atoyim the ziva. But la'olam is no raya that the whole parsha of tumas atoyim would also apply for the bailim. So in the etzim yisoid of tumas atahoim, that tumas atahoim the tzitz is meratzah even on a tumas aguf of tumas ameis. So like we mentioned, the b'chaim, the other achronim, the chazanish, they ask the following question: that we know by a nozir that becomes tomei and yom arishon miyiplu. Over there, the psul is not because of the tumah of a bala korban. Over there, the problem is that the ziris itself is nistar, has to start again the count because of the tumah. So oy bezoy, how could you say that the tzitz is meratza, that it's not going to be sois to the yomim, tumas atoyim by Pesach and Nozir? You want to say that it's not going to be sois to the yomim by tumas ameis? The whole vart in the tzitz is in the korban, not in the etzemais and the ziris. In the korban, in the behem, in the dam, what does that do with the Nozir itself that became tomei, tumas aguf, tumas meis, that suddenly tumas atoyim, the tzitz is meratza? Zok the b'chaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdosh, and Chazanish says it, that be'etzem, there are two chisroines by a nozer that became tomei. One of them is that the naziris is nistar. Because of the tumah, he has to start the count again. And that's chiddush number one in tumas atahoim, that it's not soysed in the naziris. But lemaisa, for that, you take it only to reach your tzitz. That's not relevant to reach your tzitz. But there's another chisroine, that you need to reach your tzitz. There's a chisroine is that he can bring his karbonus because of his tumah gufa. On that, you need the tzitz to be meratza. So, Mamela, there's taka two dinim in the tumas atahoim, the ritzu tzitz part, and the etzim tumas atahoim, that pshat is that's not sois to the yomim. And the etzim, the same thing will be negeya, legabe korban pesach. There's a chiddush din in tumas atahoim, that is not machmas the ritzu tzitz, meaning that this tumah is mutter, even though the bailam are not roi lachila, and then there's another din legabe the etzim ritzu tzitz. Now the Gemara continues that you're telling me that what? La'olam it's the bailim and lemute tumas toim the ziva, meaning dafka tumas meis, but not tumas ziva, not lafuke tumas sheretz, but lafuke tumas ziva. And that the Gemara continues, v'tumas hatahoim the ziva loy meratza. You're telling me that tumas toim the ziva, the tzitz would not be meratza. V'tanya, we ask Kashma and Braisa, that we see that it would be meratza. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the omid, pay omid base.